The approach of a tropical storm is just one factor influencing orange juice futures prices, which soared this week, says former futures trader and broker Alan Morris, who is now vice president of sales and marketing for Blue Lake Citrus Products in Florida.
They saw on news of a storm coming because there's a chance that the storm will reduce production. There's a combination of people that are speculating that with the supply reduction, prices would go up, and people hedging to lock in prices in case they do go up. And if they don't, they'll reverse the hedge and still have locked in the price. But you've got two sources of tightness in the fall right now. You've got the storm, which is the vast majority of it, and you've still got a little bit of a supply issue because we didn't have a lot of, or hardly any, Brazilian imports coming in back in the fall, and you're still seeing some near-term tightness due to that. And the fact that the Brazilians have not processed hardly any of the early season fruit, which I understand they're pretty much through with now. So mostly from the storm and its potential to reduce production and supply, a little bit from tightness out of Brazil as a result of lack of imports.
Florida citrus growers and production managers are, of course, keeping a watchful eye on Tropical Storm Isaac in case it hits Florida in the next few days. Many are securing buildings and equipment and checking their recovery plans in case storms batter their citrus groves in the near future. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.